playing at Invesco Field at Mile High for the first time since beating the New York Giants back on Thanksgiving night. The Broncos will face a Raiders team on Sunday that will look different than the team the Broncos beat back in Week 3. The biggest change is at quarterback. Raider coach Tom Cable has benched Week 1 starter Jamarcus Russell. Backup Bruce Gradkowski is nursing not one, but both of his knees. Raiders said this week Charlie Fry will start at quarterback. Head coach Josh McDaniels says that will not affect how he and his staff will prepare.
I've had some familiarity with him before. I mean, he's played in games, obviously, in this league for a few years, so this won't be his first opportunity. And we'll get to know him over the next 4 days, and we don't expect their offense to change that dramatically. They've got a lot of explosive players, good running game. So we'll prepare like normal.
Well, you don't know a whole lot about him, but, you know, he does have some tape from being in Cleveland and, you know, now being there in the preseason. You know, that's pretty much what we have to go off. And we know the Raiders are going to be the Raiders as well, so they're definitely going to try to run the ball and take a little pressure off him. But at the same time, he's a capable quarterback, so we got to be ready.
It's about what they do as a team. You know what they like to do, big physical team. They're going to try to run the ball and take shots when they get opportunity. And so you prepare for what they do best. And, you know, whoever plays or whoever does not play should make a difference in how we prepare.
I mean, I just know him from playing with him. I know he's a competitive quarterback. He got a good arm. He got a little some mobility. So he got a lot of weapons around him. So anybody can go out there and manage the game with all those weapons.
McDaniels says he has seen players on film who were not in Oakland's lineup in Week 3 that are helping Oakland win games. And that's what the Broncos are focusing on this week at Dove Valley, not Oakland's overall record.
They're playing with a lot of guys that we didn't play against in the first game. You know, Shillings is a go-to receiver. There's no doubt about that. Third down red zone, he's had a big impact there. Form made a bunch of big plays in the Cincinnati game late.
This is a good football team. Their record may not say it. People may look down on them. But I look at the film, and what I see is a lot of speed on the outside, a running attack that can gash you at any time, and a huge physical offensive line that can move people off the ball. That's what I'm looking at. I don't look at their record.
Fargus, we didn't play against either, is a different style of runner. I mean, it's one of the only, I think they're one of only two teams, or maybe the only team that has three backs that have 80 carries or more. You know, Fargus, McFadden, Bush, they don't really care who's in there. They give it to all three of them and let them go with it. Murphy is certainly playing much better. You know, he was a young kid, obviously, when we played him the first time. This guy's made a bunch of big plays, a bunch of big catches and touchdowns the last month. He's playing at a different level.
And now in Week 15, with just three games remaining before the postseason, safety Brian Dawkins says there is no such thing as a trap game.
Trap games, we're in the last part of the season and trying to position ourselves to do what we need to do game by game. How can you have a trap game? There's no such thing as a trap game this late in the season.
Especially against Oakland, considering late last season, the Raiders won at Invesco 31-10.
It is a good lesson, you know. We didn't forget about that. We all remember what the records were, you know, so records doesn't mean anything, you know, when this game comes along. We have to go out there and play our best. We know that they're going to come out and play their best, and, you know, we're trying to keep things in our hands, so, you know, we have to focus for this game on Sunday.
We know what we got to do the last three games, and we take care of our business. We'll be right where we want to be, but all starts this week with a tough divisional game, and we can't sleep on it. I mean, every game that you ever play inside the division is a tough game, and we've got two of them out of the three, so we'll have a tough task.
We know what happened here last year. You know, we were 6-4, they were 2-8, and they came in here and drummed us 31-10. So the fact that we're 8-5 and they're 4-9 really doesn't make a difference to us. It's a division game. We know it's going to be tough and physical, and they're playing a different style of football. And they're aggressive, and the word I use to describe them is explosive. If you take a play off, you're giving yourself a chance to have a big play put up against you.